The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This is not Avril Lavigne, in case Chuck was curious. Clear that up right off the top. Chuck and Chernoff, as we move along into our 4 o'clock hour on The Fan and The Fan mobile app. With you until 6, the 4 p.m. hour presented by Entry Point Doors and Windows. Atlanta's local expert for entry doors and windows. They're Atlanta's best for a reason. Go to entrypointatlanta.com for a free estimate. I hope you guys will stick around when we're done at 6 o'clock for the Front Row's Audio Fun Bag. More live and local here on The Fan, 6 until 8. You need to write this down. You need to remind me. Your guy, Brian Montravius Hoyt, has joined a place that I thought in 2023 was something you wouldn't join anymore. We got to get to this.
What?
Yeah, he is. Yes, I thought this was a thing. This had 2004 written all over it. He's made a choice. And remind me, we'll get to this later.
Okay, yes. So Larsa Pippen and yes.
And we got the Larsa Pippen.
All right.
Now we'll get the Hoyt.
We found out about Miko.
Correct.
All right.
Chuck's got a college football today. I'll remind you to do it in 5 minutes. What can we look forward to? You're doing great.
Hang on, I need to start over.
Here we go.
A former local stud is not practicing this spring, and he's on blast.
All right. We'll get that coming up in 5 minutes.
Matt Eggers said be younger, so being younger.
You did awesome. You sounded younger. You really did. You did great. So there was an update.
We bury that one.
From Dov Kleeman, NFL insider, that says the Carolina Panthers front office is, quote, enamored, unquote, with Florida quarterback Anthony Richardson. Then Thomas Davis, Panthers legend, now an analyst for the NFL Network, said that people in the organization are considering Richardson as their top pick. Now, what do those two things mean? Well, he's one of four quarterbacks they're going to consider. Now, they don't have to play poker with us. They have the top pick, but they're not going to tell us. There was a piece of video that popped yesterday with Josh McCown talking to C.J. Stroud. It's like, when you live in Charlotte, we'll go find a court to play on. And everybody's like, oh, they're taking C.J. I don't know what they're going to do, but here's my hope as a Falcon fan. I hope they take Anthony Richardson. And I don't mean because Anthony Richardson can't play. I mean because Anthony Richardson can't play right now. Whether he can play at all, we'll wait and see. But next season, and frankly, I don't know if it's next season or the season after, that Anthony Richardson will be ready to step in and handle all that you need to handle as an NFL quarterback. Let's look at Anthony Richardson for a second. 13 starts. Anthony Richardson, I'll give you some of the games against better competition last season. Against FSU, he was 9 of 27 passing, 33%. Against South Carolina, he completed 47% of his passes. Against Georgia, 48%.
There were issues.
Against Kentucky, 40%. Now, we also did have games like Utah where you went, oh, my God, he's an unstoppable force. And if you just looked at the highlights, I mean, Anthony is he's a Greek god. He is drawn how good he looks. And then you'll see him throw the ball, and it's like nobody can throw it like him. Now, I also think every throw he makes is a fastball. He has no touch on his passes. He has no, ability to take his foot off the throttle, which
he's really limited. You're right about that.
He will learn that stuff, I think. It's harder to learn at the NFL level, but he'll learn that stuff. I've said this before. In my opinion, I am in the minority on this. I think Bryce Young is the safest pick of any of the quarterbacks. And I know the slight frame scares people, and I think it's a legitimate concern. But I think Bryce is going to step on the field next season, and my bet it's going to be for Houston. And I think Bryce is going to be able to step in and play. I think he's going to play very well. Whether or not his ceiling is as high as the other quarterbacks, I have my doubts. But I think Bryce is the safest guy that if you put him on a field next year, I think Carolina's putting some stuff together. I think Carolina would compete next year with Bryce Young. But I think they're going to end up taking C.J. Stroud. But I'm rooting for them to take Anthony Richardson because I think it's going to be a long while. Like, you're doing Anthony Richardson a disservice. If Carolina takes him and plays him from the jump, you could bury that kid. Because I don't think, put it this way, Florida to me was a one read and then run kind of offense for him. In the NFL, I think that's going to be a tall task to have him play from day one. Now, I think the perfect scenario for Anthony is Seattle because they could play Geno for 2 years. Anthony could sit and learn and watch and then play. But Carolina or Indy or I'm trying to think who else is in that top three or four. Like, they would feel inclined to play Anthony Richardson, and I think that is a colossal, colossal mistake. But when it applies to the NFC South, I'm hoping Carolina takes him.
I'm terrified about Bryce. I think he's going to be like a Bud Light can that's just going to get kind of mashed up. He's a really, really slightly built kid. And here is the issue. Anthony Richardson is the, okay, well, you don't want somebody who's slightly built, get RoboCop. No, you have to still be a good quarterback. And everything, and Bryce is a great quarterback, and the brain and the arm and the touch and the understanding and the leadership that he was forced into, which is not a healthy thing for the team, but as a redshirt freshman, he was a team leader. That's all of that stuff. He's got it all, got it all. Can't help the club in the tub, man. He's going to get beat on at the NFL level.
Maybe.
Beat on in Alabama.
He did.
Jalen Milroe wasn't a choice, folks.
Here's, though,
they didn't want to play him.
Here's what I've thought about Bryce, and I've said this before, and I love the way he was described, the best processor to come out of the draft in forever, the way he can dissect stuff and read stuff.
And so when he's doing the game of the week, it's going to be awesome.
When he, and this is to his credit, he can run, but he moves around the pocket to keep stuff alive. I think that's going to be a benefit to him. Is he going to be able to take the bruising? I don't know. It's a definite concern. But if I'm picking quarterbacks, and I think it's the biggest crapshoot to try to figure out the quarterbacks. I think what we found out a few years ago, the world was mostly wrong about Josh Allen. Mostly wrong. Mm-hmm. The world was not convinced. Justin Herbert was a 50-50. I don't think people were in love with Herbert. I don't think people had the feeling that Tua couldn't miss. But it's such a freaking crapshoot picking these quarterbacks that I think I want to take the quarterback with the floor that I know is the safest. And I know that's not what you want to hear, because you want to go for the big home run potential. But Anthony Richardson's got the biggest bust potential of any of these quarterbacks. He could miss wildly. And if you miss wildly, if you're Carolina, if they take him at number one, that's what costs you your job. And you shouldn't make picks out of fear, but that's a reality that does happen. I would rank him this way, that I would take him Bryce, CJ, Levis. And I think Levis is a long way away from the other two. And then Anthony Richardson after that. But it is going to be so, Chuck, when these teams sit down with Anthony and they watch him throw the football, mm-hmm. and they see his body, and they see the gifts that he has, it's going to be hard not to take that, because he's built unlike many quarterbacks we've ever seen before. But then if you asked him to take a couple of miles per hour off the throw out of the pocket to the back, and he throws it through their stomach because everything's a fastball, just know it's going to be a long, projected process. It's going to take a while to figure out whether or not you can figure out if he can play.
You're walking around with Anthony Richardson, and like when you're showing him the Detroit Lions complex, and when he looks one way down the hall, all that is nice. Like you're looking at the person next to him going, I hope we draft him. Can you believe how big he is? He's overwhelming. And then Bryce is the other way. So it's still about being a great quarterback, especially at that investment level.
Let's be clear.
I don't know that Bryce is going to be able to play.
But there are,
I'm saying physically, like, hold up.
I know. But you listen, I could come up with, if I give you those four quarterbacks, I could pick something legit about every one of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Will Levis can play at that level.
But even to fail, you have to be on the field.
You do. But to be on the field, I have to be good enough to get on the field. And if Anthony Richardson doesn't understand what he's doing, because he's only played 13 games and you're trying to do it at that level, what's the difference? I think it's the most fascinating thing in sports right now, to try to figure out these quarterbacks, not just this year, but every year. We were all convinced that Trevor Lawrence was the next great, could not miss. And after 2 years, not bad. Year two was a major improvement. He got rid of Urban, and he's got Doug Peterson, and it got better. But Hoyt and I were talking about this today. If you said what young quarterback, 25 or under, could you pick any of them, I would take Justin Herbert. There'd be no debate.
Love him.
Size, arm, mm-hmm. mobility, everything. I wish he wasn't playing for such a weird franchise that coaches weird and things happen in games like they happened in the AFC playoffs against Jacksonville. But it's so hard to figure this stuff out at quarterback. Like, it is the most impossible task that you could sit down and determine, well, Bryce, he's slight. I can't take him. Well, Anthony's, boy, he's a million miles away. Can't take him. CJ probably maybe the closest. Chris Sims today said CJ, like, most ready-to-play player right now. Completion percentage, sure. All the things about CJ.
And you're not as worried about, not worried, but you don't have even the thought about putting him out there. And what if he takes hits early? Will he be able to survive? With Bryce, you think about that?
Tell me about Will Levis, though. What do you feel about Will Levis? Because I have no great opinion. I can't tell you either way.
I saw when they blocked for him, and it was really good. And then I saw when they didn't block, and Chris Rodriguez was suspended, and his two best receivers were true freshmen. So
that's not what I said. But what do you feel about him? Like, if you the player,
I don't trust him with the ball.
I'm with you. That's there's so much of.
But I saw when they blocked it up, it was good.
Yeah. So you can celebrate the start of the 2023 season, show off your brave spirit while supporting the brave patients at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. With a 2023 Braves or backyard sign, show off your brave spirit, show off your Braves pride, and surprise your entire neighborhood with your own Braves or backyard sign. The proceeds all benefit Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Get all the details at Braves Foundation at Braves.com.
Off his back foot, touchdown!
Chuck Oliver's College Football Today, brought to you by Duffy Realty of Atlanta, because money matters.
Good to beat a king.
Duffy Realty, ATL.com. Got a house that's going on the market. Put it on the market with Rhonda. You get to keep her. She's doing absolutely all the work. She's like, this is how it works, Rhonda Duffy, and this is why we sell more houses than everybody else, and so this can work for you as well. And so that's her system, been going for a couple of decades, and then you get to keep her all the money. That's the other part of it. It's fantastic. DuffyRealtyATL.com. Former local stud, that'd be Anthony Grant, at a Buford High School, late of Florida State. And then he went to a military joint out in New Mexico for a couple months. But Anthony Grant, he was a big four-star running back out of Buford, a big recruit to Florida State, and he played some for 2 years there. What he didn't do is get 211 carries, which is what he got at Nebraska last year, led the team in rushing, scored a bunch of touchdowns, and now he is suspended for spring. So he's going to be – a part of it is – let me – he doesn't need to practice in the spring. Everybody, you can benefit, but he's a running back, and it's the one position where I'm like, I don't need that garbage out there. If you're going to be my starter, let's find anybody else to carry the ball in spring for the most part. So I don't mind the inactivity because he's going to be the number one guy, and he's really good, and he's really developing into a nice college back. He is not suspended for all of spring, being held out of spring to this point by Matt Rhule, because Matt Rhule, behind a microphone, cameras everywhere, is like, yeah, academics with Anthony and some other minor behavior issues. He's on track academically. He's, as Matt Rhule said, he is fine as far as all of his credits. We just want to make sure he stays there, and since it's only spring and he's a running back, this is what we're all going to do. When I said he's on blast, though, we have gotten so casual and so used to it. Maybe the kids are now as well, talking about somebody's grades, talking about how they are in college and whether they're doing fine in their classwork or not. When a kid misses a Saturday during the season, post-game, if it's news to all the folks who cover the team, like, why didn't Steve play? And then the coach will get into it or not. So eventually a lot gets found out, and so the academic part of it can become public anyway. I'm just saying it's a pretty tough look, especially when it's the first thing out of the coach's mouth that he's not suspended academically, but he's having some issues, and we want to make sure he stays on track. So we're holding him out of spring, and it's a day-by-day thing. I don't know if he had a quiz or a test or what, but Anthony is going to be fine physically, and come August, I assume he'll be back out there, but right now he's been held out.
Chuck Oliver's College Football Today, brought to you by Duffy Realty of Atlanta, on the College Football Voice of the South, 680 The Fan.
All right, coming up next, there is a chance that
these nuts. Got him.
There's a chance that D's.
Give me some of that D.
Could be a major strength for the Falcons next season.
Oh, vitamin D. I'm going to go to the window.
Which would be a nice change of pace. We'll talk about D's next.
Thanks.
Chuck and Chernoff with you on The Fan. I'm Matt. That's Chuck.
Appreciate everybody coming here for your sports talk conversation.
That is our slogan. Appreciate everybody coming here for your sports talk conversation. With you until 6 for more sports talk conversation with Dylan Shorts, the front row's audio fun bag.
Oh, yes. And then I've got Houston advancing out of the Midwest.
So he's still breaking down his bracket. Very cool. We get Sweet 16 action coming up tonight. We'll look forward to that. Coming up in 5 minutes, every sports fan in Atlanta is owed. And Chuck doesn't think you're just owed an apology. He'll tell you exactly what you're owed in 5 minutes. I think you're owed a vacation, and we would love to see you go on the road and enjoy sports, action, beautiful cities. You could do it all together with Atlanta Sports Trips, who has a bunch of great trips planned for the rest of 2023. And we'd love for you guys to pick a trip to enjoy the fun, whether it's going to Chicago in early August, August 4th, 5th, and 6th, to see the Bravos and the Cubs at Wrigley Field for three games. We're going to have an option for you to see one or two games. We have a Saturday night get-together with a meet-and-greet with Jeff Francoeur. It's going to be a great weekend there. We have three Georgia trips on the books, starting with a bus trip up to Athens and then trips to Knoxville and Nashville. Got a trip to see the Jackets down in South Florida. Going to announce an Atlanta United trip here in the next couple of days and a Dirty Birds trip to New York. The point is we've got something for everyone, and you can book with a $99 deposit at atlsportstrips.com. Again, that's atlsportstrips.com. All right, so there is a chance, and I'm gonna say this, and I'm going to believe it. I want it to be true, even though in my whole life it's rarely been true. There is a chance the Falcons' defensive line might actually be a strength in 2023. Now, I say that, and I want to duck as I say it because somebody might throw a pie at my head. If the Falcons finish this offseason, and I told you earlier they have more than $20 million still to go out and spend, let's say they do get Calais Campbell, which I'm rooting for. I'd love to see Calais on a one-year deal to go, you know, get some quarterbacks. Let's say in the draft they attack the defensive line position, whether it's my Jalen Carter dream or Tyree Wilson, Miles Murphy, something like that in the draft. We already know Grady Jarrett's back. They made the signing of David Onyemata. Eddie Goldman's out of retirement. They liked Taquan Graham, who showed a lot. They have Arnold Emiketti coming back, who's going to be a second-year player, showed a lot of promise as a rookie. I did not mind at all the return of Lorenzo Carter for more depth. There's a chance with Ryan Nielsen, who was the defensive line coach of the Saints, and we gave you the numbers when he got here. The Saints were one of the highest sack teams since 2017 in the NFL. There's a chance, say it again, and I'm a duck. The Falcon D-line might be a strength in 2023. What the hell? I don't know what to do in that space as a Falcon fan. That's a very weird place to think about.
All right, so give me the impact. Give me the impact. Where is it coming from? Coming from Grady?
It's coming
we project Grady.
It's coming from Grady, but then I think it's the volume. Like, I think Eddie Goldman, I think, was going to start a year ago, and we'll see what a year off does to him. But I think Onyemata, Goldman, Taquan Graham together gives
you're
you a nice quality.
You're professional now. You're tough.
It's a big upgrade for what you were playing.
You're professional and you're tough.
Campbell, again, becomes a part of that. See, I'll take you back to 2017. The Falcons did not have a great singular pass rusher that season, but they played about eight guys. And that pass rush was actually good. Now, they weren't as good as the numbers indicated. The Falcons were a top 10 ranked defense that season. And that was the season where, why am I going blank? The six sack game that we had against Dallas.
Oh, that was Chaz Green, Courtney.
Correct.
Upshaw. The Dim from Iowa.
Yeah. Anyway.
Claiborne.
Yes, Adrian Claiborne. But it was like they played eight guys, right? And it was, you know, good interior, enough pass rushers on the outside, and they did a good enough job. That's what I'm talking about with this, that it could be a strength. If Ryan Nielsen, who has a lot more to deal with and play with than the Falcons have had for a long time, like, I'll ask you, who's the best player Grady Jarrett's had next to him?
Vic for a season.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, interior. Dontari Poe, is that a thing that you would say?
That was professional and
but,
tough.
But Dontari had a job to do. His job was pretty clear. Take advantage of two guys and let other guys have an opportunity.
Let Deion Eid, and you're all right about that. It hasn't been set up for Grady to be great, and he's been great anyway.
This will be the best group that he's had a chance to play with, both interior. And my hope on Ebiketie, again, who had a really promising rookie season, is that he has some push up the middle, and I think a DC that I'm going to hope gets more out of them. There's some promise here. For the first time in a long time, I think there's some upside to the defensive line that I just haven't felt that way in forever. Now poo-poo it.
No, I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm just looking for the impact. I'm not looking for a professional and tough, because that's what you're always supposed to be. And it looks like, and see, this is the giant leap the Falcons have made. They now kind of look like what you're supposed to look like. Where's the impact?
Oh, I think the impact, like I said, is going to be felt with the volume of what you have. And again, I'm hoping that a guy like Ebiketie, who was, as a rookie, had a good pass rush percentage, win percentage. Didn't get home a ton, but that's a rookie thing, that he gets better.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Better. That I hope with Grady having what I think will be the best group around him, he gets better. That I think that into, like, Onyemata, let's say Onyemata is just what he was in New Orleans last year. That was 5.5, 6 sacks. Let's say that if they sign Calais, he's just what he was last year. That's 5 or 6 sacks. Let's say Ebiketie goes to that number 5 or 6 sacks. All, right. All of a sudden now I'm putting something together. Like there's something there that hasn't been here in a very long time. Or whatever they add in the draft, if they do, I hope they're not done too. They have money. If Calais signs, and I don't know if he will, I'd love to see him add a Justin Houston to this. I'd love to see him think about a Leonard Floyd. I'd love to see as the market, there's a chance none of these guys signed till after the draft to see how the draft plays out and where they fit best. I'd love to see them add one of those too. Just give this thing as many numbers as you can. If you don't have one stud pass rusher, give me volume. And I think they might have that, which, as I said, could be a strength for the first time in a long time. Coming up in 5 minutes, I think a superstar who just happens to be from Atlanta just announced he's coming home.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming.
It makes me emotional every time.
I'm going to be outside her house when she get home.
No.
Who's coming home? We'll tell you coming up. But first, Chuck thinks every sports fan in Atlanta is owed not just an apology.
I think it was last week one day, one of the worst ideas you said.
Winging it. We do a winging it.
Right after Confidential.
Right. What?
And you had asked about a college basketball name that, man, makes you smile.
Sure.
And Hoyt somehow had me saying Scoony Penn. Mm-hmm. I was like, how the hell, why would I have ever said Scoony Penn?
Ohio State's finest. Played in the Final Four.
And did he play at BC as well?
He might have transferred from there.
So I was trying to figure out that I remembered.
Played with Michael Redd.
He had me saying Hakeem Warwick. He had me saying Brian Scalabrine.
Scal.
And the reason was because the Final Four was coming to Atlanta when the pandemic shut everything down. We were within like 3 weeks of having the Final Four right here. And weren't we running some sort of promotion, like a 3-on-3, yeah, former college star or whatever? We were trying to guess the teams.
So we had a concert planned. We had a 3-on-3 tournament planned.
All of this huge
We had
stuff.
A sit on the bench with Duke promotion. We had all kinds of stuff.
And so within 13 months, we lost the Final Four and the MLB All-Star Game, one courtesy of an awful strain of a horrid presence on our planet, the Shuck other by the pandemic.
Political.
First, Rob Manfred. When that a-hole decided to grandstand and give the All-Star Game to everybody out in Rocky Mountain High, total BS. A response to a law that he never even completely read or even understood. Like Dave Roberts, I remember, said, I'm against this. And someone said, so what part? Well, I haven't read it all. Whatever. It was low-hanging op, and he took it. Then there was the pandemic, and we lost the Final Four as well. We're owed. And as of right now, we're not on anybody's Let's Pay Back Atlanta calendar. No All-Star game of any sort, no draft. I take winter meetings. We have nothing, and we are owed. Nobody loses the All-Star game for a bullspit reason, and the pandemic taking away the Final Four in 13 months. Those are big, giant events that you have to get in line and hope for the rotation and cross your fingers, and we have both of them. They're all gone within 13 months. I'm owed.
Remind me, because I thought there was 1 year that's open in the All-Star game, because I'm trying
there
to look at
two years down the road. I think in 25, there's the Major League Baseball game, but
okay, so 23, it's going to be at T-Mobile Park in Seattle. 24, it's Globe Life in Texas. 25 to be determined. Well, that's ours.
I checked NBA. I checked the draft. I checked everything. We're not on anybody's docket.
25's ours. Right, go ahead and pencil that in.
Why would that be ours?
Yeah, well, we're owed. You just said we're owed. 25's ours. We called it. What else do you need?
What would change with Rob Manfred?
Time. Time heals all wounds, Chuck. So let's go ahead and pencil in 25. So we got the All-Star game coming then. What else did you want?
The All-Star game's not coming here.
Hold on. So I got 25. What else? You said?
No, because nothing's changed with the law. And so Major League Baseball is not going to announce Atlanta. And then someone will say, has anything changed with the law? No. Then why are you going to Atlanta? So the Major League Baseball game, All-Star game, is not coming here.
25, the All-Star game. All right. What else? You want?
Nothing here.
It's coming. 25. I just told you 25. It's happening. What else? So after that, you want, what else would you like? Because I'm going to try to help you. You want All-Star game?
I want NBA? A draft. I want a Super Bowl. I want an NBA All-Star game. What's owners' meetings?
What owners' meetings?
And the Super Show to come back.
Comdex. What is the NBA All-Star Game? Now, we had that. We were given that. Remember, they moved it here. We were gifted an All-Star Game. Middle of the panty, right? Didn't they move that here?
But
we got an All-Star bonus All-Star Game.
We had the post-panty All-Star Game.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, but good for us.
It wasn't the full thing.
I understand. I'm just saying. We got a little post-panty All-Star Game.
I think that was because the airport, you could fly in and then immediately leave.
Listen, you're trying to argue with me. I'm just telling you what we have. Right. What you wanted a draft? What is the draft schedule?
I want a draft. I want a Pro Bowl. I want something.
What's the draft schedule? Forgive me for not knowing. We have Kansas City this year. What is next?
I looked at all of them. There's nothing.
What is next season? I need answers.
Detroit will have the 2024 NFL draft.
Okay.
And Green Bay and Washington are also in consideration for future drafts.
For 25? Well, that's ours. I called it. So good. I just gave you an All-Star game in baseball in 25, and we called the draft in 2025. You look what I did for you. You should thank me. I called it. You're not looking happy. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to make this better. I called it.
Major events come and it makes it fun. And we lost two huge ones.
You're not wrong, Chuck. You're not wrong, but we can hope. Can I tell you what's coming?
Mont.
A superstar.
I'm coming home.
A superstar who just happens to be from Atlanta, who's coming back home. And he made it official this week without making it official. Celtics star Jaylen Brown said he's leaving. He said he's coming back to Atlanta. Now, he didn't use those specific words, but I'm interpreting. For those of you who don't know exactly what's going on, there's a couple of things up in Boston. Number one, Jaylen, who's a Wheeler High graduate, Atlanta born and raised, Marietta kid. He, like several other NBA stars, has not exactly been thrilled with the treatment of certain Boston fans. We had LeBron say as much, Kyrie say as much, Draymond say as much, and now you got Jaylen Brown, who has said about fans in Boston not treating African-American players the way they want to be treated. So that was
racist.
Part one. Then you had Jaylen tell the New York Post.
I haven't seen these comments. Boston is a city with a history that, like, Bill Russell goes back to him. I mean,
so Brown said in a quote, it's not the whole Celtic fan base, but it is part of the fan base that exists within Celtic Nation that is problematic. Quote, if you have a bad game, they tie it to your personal character. So this is the second or third time that he's been on the record about this. Then he did an interview with Logan Murdoch of The Ringer to discuss his long-term future in Boston. And when asked about re-signing with the Celtics, quote, I don't know. As long as I'm needed, we'll see how they feel about me over time and how I feel about them over time. Hopefully, whatever it is, it makes sense, but I will stay where I'm wanted. I will stay where I'm needed and treated correct. Brown's under contract for one more season after this one. He can become an unrestricted free agent in 2024. Now, the player himself, oh, my God, this would be plug-and-play perfection for the Atlanta Hawks. If you always try to figure out what would fit next to Trey, Jaylen Brown would be perfect. He's averaging just under 27 a game this year, 7 rebounds, over a steal a game, 3.5 assists. He's shooting three-pointers at a career-high 40%.
Fabulous player.
He's just a wonderful player.
Mm-hmm. And probably one of the, I don't know, top five twosomes in the league.
Oh, there's no question about that. He was also asked about staying with Jason Tatum. He wouldn't give an answer.
That works, man. That works.
He's like, he was very noncommittal.
Does he want to be his own thing?
I don't think he wants to be his own thing.
That ain't going to happen in Atlanta.
So there have been rumors for years that he wants to come back here. And I think that one's going to pick up steam.
Fantastic.
Yes. Finally being from Atlanta, I think, is going to pay dividends. Now, there are one of two options. He could just play it out and leave Boston after next season, or he could do what most NBA stars end up doing. When Boston says, you staying here, and he says, no, then they go, all right, we've got a DOU, and the world knows. And then he says, well, I want to go to Atlanta. And now all of a sudden, we've seen this one happen where guys go, I want to go there, and let's figure it out. The good news is his contract. He's $28 million next year. If you're the Hawks, you can match that without a problem. Now, they're not going to get the same player back in Boston, but that's bad luck on their part. You're never going to get the star-for-star trade. If you're the Hawks and you said, here's John Collins and two first-round picks, okay, Jaylen Brown's out the door. Jaylen makes 28. John makes 25. It's easy to do. You could do it for DeAndre Hunter and a couple of first-round picks. Then the money would match up. Imagine this one. Trey, DeJounte, and Jaylen. No offense to DeJounte, and I like him. Y'all overblow him way too much. He's a good player. But people were making him out to be this every year all-star, and DeJounte is good. Jaylen Brown's eons better than DeJounte Murray. So much. And DeJounte's good. You imagine DeJounte as your third best player?
Oh, I just want Trey to find whatever his blue sky is, man. I want him to be happy, and I want him to be content. I want him to get his shots and his passes and everything else.
If this couldn't make somebody happy, Jaylen Brown coming over? Whoo, That would be a lot of fun to watch.
I don't know. I realize that I'm almost resigned to the fact that Trey's going to leave.
Yeah, but if you get him,
it's never going to equal anything other than a Friday night game where Lou stepped the hell up.
It's a good thing you're not Landry Fields, because he can't just go, what can I do to try to make this thing better? These avenues don't come along very often.
No.
This would be one of those avenues you go, oh, my God, this 25, 26-year-old star player is available.
A lot more times it's a Harden.
Get on board with me. You sound very down and dejected today. Yes, you do.
It's a Harden or Kyrie thing most times.
You're sad about the Atlanta not getting stuff. I hear it in your voice. I get excited. I told you Jalen Brown's coming home.
No, you didn't tell me that. You told me that he gave.
He's coming home.
No, he gave an interview.
Would I play that song if he's not coming home?
And he said, do you want to keep playing in Boston? I don't know, maybe.
He's out. He is outie. He's coming back home. He said in that, you could hear it.
Like Dwight didn't want to be here until he didn't really have anywhere else to be.
Would you get excited?
I want to be in Atlanta. Well, what about 6 years ago when you could still jump over cars and dunk with a cape on?
Can I give you a hug? I want a hug. I want to give you a Jalen Brown-size hug. This is good news. You get a Jalen jersey.
I'm here.
What number does he wear?
For the Hawks?
Well, for the Celtics.
Nine.
He wears seven.
Oh, nine for the Hawks.
He would wear seven here, and that would sell out, and you would be so excited. You would be on board again.
What would a pistol wear?
Jalen's coming home.
Gonna make this place your home.
This is great news. You'll be happy when this happens. Right now, I don't sense your happiness. Trey DeJounte.
I'll make it happen. I'm here.
He's coming home.
I'm in.
What did he say in that? He said right there, I'm leaving Boston. I'm coming to Atlanta. Essentially is what he said.
That's a version of that.
It's essentially what he did.
I believe this is because you poo-pooed on him having all these events coming home.
Right.
That he's going to poo-poo on Jalen.
No.
I didn't poo-poo. I gave him a Major League All-Star game. And I gave him an NFL draft.
Oh, hang on. No, back up. All right, you need to get excited about what I'm about to say here.
Okay.
Right. I believe Zion and Ja, they could come to Atlanta. Get excited about that.
All right. Are they from here?
Well, no, but they could come here.
Jalen's coming home.
I need you to get excited about this. I'm coming
home. Would I play that song for Ja and Zion?
Ja returned last night. They asked him, what about the future? He says, I don't want to comment on the future.
Shh. Quiet for a second. I'm coming home. When you play that, it's real. Ja wouldn't be coming home.
No, Ja said, I don't want to talk about the future, so that leaves it open.
I'm coming. It's happening. Jalen's coming home, and even you can't poo-poo that
and
one.
Zion.
He's coming back. I'm so excited. Jalen Brown, write it down. Take a picture of it. Matt said it on, what's today's date? March 23rd, 2023. It's a real thing. All right, coming up next, the doc scrubs in.
Oh.
Witch doctor.
Not a witch doctor, a draft doctor.
Dr. Medina.
No, a different kind of doctor. He's Doc McChuckins.
That doctor?
As we preview the NFL draft, what does the doc have for us?
An unusual divide in this year's draft, and it may have already affected the Falcons.
I'm coming. It's happening, Chuck. Doc McChuckins is coming home. Next. Tell the world I'm coming. Hey, I don't care. I love it. I don't care. Thanks for spending your Thursday with Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. Hopefully it's a habit. It's habit forming. Each and every afternoon, 2 to 6. When we're done, we'll go away. Just hang out with the Front Row's Audio Fun Bag with Dylan Short.
Front Row Hoes. I believe is what they're called.
That's the big fans of the show. That's right. Chuck, this week we salute S.J. Douglas, the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Comeback Athlete of the Week.
According to his driver's license, he's a 29-year-old Asian man from Indiana.
I don't have that info here, but what I have is S.J. started playing basketball at a young age before her injury in her junior year of high school, and thanks to Dr. Egger and Children's Physical Therapy, the great team, S.J. found weightlifting as her strength and her path back to playing basketball. Sports. And Sporting, one of the largest sports medicine programs in the Southeast, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Their surgeons, their doctors, their physical therapists, and athletic trainers are dedicated to keeping kids like SJ healthy and active for many years into adulthood. To learn more about SJ and all of the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta comeback athletes and how Children's can care for your teen athletes in your home, log on to 680thefan.com/comeback.
Dr. McChuckins. Time for your checkup. Time for your checkup. I'm gonna check your ears, check your eyes, find out how much you've grown.
Days.
I have long said everybody's available. Every player's available. You can make a trade. Braves could trade for Ohtani right now. Everybody's available. Every draft pick, every draft slot is attainable, and the Carolina Panthers showed that. So that's obviously for a quarterback, and that's really where this draft, I said there is a great divide between most drafts and this one, and it may have already affected the Falcons. There are sometimes you look at a, so I think C.J. Stroud's going first overall, and he and Bryce Young, and I mean by a sight, they're the two best quarterbacks. But even Bryce, because of the slight frame that he walks around Earth on, I'm shying away from him as well. And Levis and Richardson, I'm just not that adventurous. I'm just not feeling that tough with my fourth overall pick that I'm going to take Anthony Richardson. I'm just not. So it doesn't matter because I don't have a first-round draft pick. And, for instance, Matt, you said Seattle, I think AR there, or somebody else who could redshirt for basically a year or two. Will Levis, maybe.
Yep.
Here's the point. While I think that, Matt may think that, he doesn't have a pick either. And I believe four quarterbacks will go off in the first seven picks. I don't think that the Falcons would have been there for one of those four guys anyway. Now, clearly this is, as far as I know, this is true. They weren't interested in one of those four regardless because they had apparently decided Desmond's their guy and they're going to give it a go to really find out. And so we'll bring in, you know, Heineke, and that's how it's worked out. So I don't think they were interested in those four, and I endorse that because the only one I really wanted was CJ, and the Panthers showed what that was going to take. So once they moved up to one and CJ wasn't available, I was like, all right, I don't want the other three who are going to go in the first seven. Here is the divide where I say it may have already affected the Falcons. If they looked at CJ and said, Panthers, or whoever's at one, and we can't get there or we're not going to get there. The other three that will be gone before we're on the board today anyway, maybe we could trade it. Whatever it is, we're not getting one of those. What else you got? It's not uncommon to find two things in this year's draft. The next highest rated quarterback after those four who may go in the first five, six, or seven picks, the next highest quarterback might be Hendon Hooker. He might be a fourth round draft pick. There might be a two or three round drop between when the fourth of the four. We're watching the draft for 15 minutes. We get four quarterbacks. You may not get one till Saturday afternoon. That does not happen in the NFL draft. Even Kenny Pickett, he goes 20 like a round and a half later. You started Desmond Ridder and Matt Corral and Malik went off the board. That ain't what this year's draft is, man. You're having four premier picks gone, and then I bet you at least two rounds, if not three.
Let's play a game because I'm just curious.
What's that game?
The game is, what if the Falcons picked higher? They were picking first or second or third. What is a better duo? Would you rather have Taylor Heineke and C.J. Stroud? Would you rather have Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heineke?
C.J.
Agreed. But here's where, and I've said this for months and months, I didn't think the Falcons were going to draft a quarterback for a few reasons. I don't think they have time to start a rookie quarterback and hope. If you're the GM and you're the head coach, you are now tasked with turning this thing into a winning program. But I agree with you. Like, Heineke, to me, Heineke and Ridder right now are probably about the same, if not. Taylor's probably a little better because he's played more than Desmond. So you could argue playing Taylor and then bringing along whoever you drafted, if you picked that high, would have made more sense. In this case, they won't get the opportunity. But I was just curious what that would have looked like if they had picked one through five in this draft. But instead, they're gonna roll with Ridder. And for all our sakes,
yeah,
I hope they're
done.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, at this point, I'm rooting for them to be right. I hope they have something on Desmond that they just know he's the answer. Coming up next, could the Braves lineup really look like this next week?
Nope.
Well, then why am I going to tease it? We'll talk about that. Plus, the latest update on the Falcons chase for a big-name free agent.
Who is it?
I'll tell you next.
I'm your partner. Don't tease me.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.